WTOP now at 11:11. We have reached the end of yet another school year for many students, and with summer vacation on the horizon, it's important to help your kids find a balance to keep them motivated to learn, even as they bring the schoolwork to a close. And joining us live in the studio, Leslie Morgan Steiner, parenting blogger with ModernMom.com. Boy, it is hard at this time of year to keep your student engaged, isn't it?
It's so true. For the next couple of weeks, you know, the final push at school, and then also over the summer where you don't want them to lose too much ground. And, you know, we've got some formidable opponents. The tempting weather, fatigue. A lot of kids are really sick at this time of year. Mm-hmm. Burnout, they're just not just physically sick, but mentally exhausted. And also teachers and administrators are too. So sort of the whole school ecosystem is ready to be done. And I think one of the things that we can do as parents is look at this as a teachable moment for how to enforce for our kids that life is a marathon, not a sprint, and that they need to learn to pace themselves and finish strong and actually keep going so that they don't lose too much ground over the summer.
So what are the secrets to keeping folks energized, especially with, you know, with the warmer temperatures, you're thinking about being outside, you're thinking ahead to summer vacation. You don't want to end the year on fumes.
No, you don't. And also, I mean, the end of the year is so important. This is a critical thing to stress to your kids. The end of the year is when everything comes together. All the learning comes together. It's why they have tests at the end. But also, it's emotionally, it is closing out a year. And you don't want your kids to miss the end of whatever grade they're in. You need to get them to be in the present. So there's the first thing that I would do, that I do with my own kids, is to ask them the basics. You're getting as much sleep as you can. Are you eating well? You know, are you taking vitamins? Good idea to do so. And to talk to them about, are they relieving stress on a daily basis? Again, back to the idea that this is a big picture teachable time where you can get them to learn how to take care of themselves.
Yeah. So what about carrying sort of the learning experience into the summertime, their camp, their vacation, whatever it is they have planned? Is that a good idea?
Well, I think it's a really good idea, but I think it's an uphill battle with kids of any age. Mm-hmm. You know, they have the right to feel really good about getting through the year and to take a little bit of time off. But you don't want them to take too much time, and you don't want it to be, and this has happened in my family many times, where, you know, a week before school starts, we're cramming in the summer reading, trying to brush up on everything, and it's just not a great way to live. Mm-mm. So I think that you as a family should decide how much time you're all going to take off, but that you're not going to lose sight of everything. And I think it's fair enough at this time to be your kid's partner and ask them what they need from you, which will shock them because they're so used to us telling them what to do. But say, you know, hey, what do you need? You know, can I help you put out a chart together for your summer reading or your summer math or whatever that you're doing? Do you need something to help you get through this final push at school, a special meal, a movie night to break the stress? Do they need a partner, you know, a proofreader or a drill partner? You know, we don't need to be the enforcer all the time, and it's actually just not going to work because the kids are too burnt out now, and then over summer they're going to be rebellious and enjoying themselves too much.
And you should perhaps shouldn't hesitate to contact, you know, teachers or anyone at the school to seek some advice.
Exactly, once they've recovered from their own burnout. Yeah, they'll have lots of very good ideas because teachers are motivated to keep the kids engaged too over the summer.
Absolutely.
So let them have some vacation, but keep it sort of...
Yeah, not too much.
Right, not too much.
Exactly.
A little bit, not too much. All right, Les, thanks so much.
Thanks, guys.
Leslie Morgan Steiner of ModernMom.com.